I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. Hello, everyone. This is Vic Cohen broadcasting live from downtown Los Angeles' Skid Row Studios. The name of the show is It's a Fair Question because, well, on this show, every question is a fair question. No question is too personal or ever off limits. And tonight, our guest is an amazing woman. She is. I'm looking right at her. She is amazing. She's a model. She's an actress. She's a butter sculptor. I made that up. Are you a butter sculptor?
I could be.
You could be. She could do anything.
Yeah.
You may know her as model number 9 on Deal or No Deal, or from all the magazine covers she has graced. Yes, she's graced them. Her name is Panayota Karamoutsis.
Oh my God, you do
yes,
that.
That's right. Panayota Karamoutsis.
Karamoutsis.
Otherwise known as Patricia Kara. Hey, Patricia. How are you?
I'm great. Thank
Good.
You for that intro.
Yes, wasn't that? I've been working on that all week.
I have to say, you said it really well.
Thank you. Now, the one thing we need you to do, put that mic really close to
really
your mouth.
Really close. Hi, everybody.
That's perfect. Hi. I love that.
I bet you do.
You know, every time I see you, I know this sounds like just something to say, but it's true. I'm always surprised at how pretty you are. You always have a different pretty. Really?
I know you're a comedian, so I'm waiting for the punchline.
No, there's no punchline. I'm opening up.
Okay, well, thank you then. I'll take it.
I'm sharing my inner feelings. That's what I do here.
I didn't know the sensitive side to you.
I have a very sensitive side. Now, I need to ask you.
Ask away.
What is it like to be People Magazine's, one of America's most beautiful women, or people? They said people. I would say women. You are a woman,
but the category. I am woman.
but the category is one of America's 100 most beautiful people,
along with the 25 other ladies from Deal or No Deal.
We're talking about you.
But it wasn't.
Let's
just
focus
me. It was
on
all
you.
All of us. I like that. That's very nice.
Do you feel
very
you're
kind
one,
of you.
You feel you're 1/26th of a person on the list because it was all of you as one.
That's a weird question.
Well, the truth is that
it was very sweet. It was very cool.
It was a big deal, right?
Huge deal. I was pretty psyched about that. We didn't even know it was happening and we were surprised with it. So it was pretty cool.
So you were in the top 100. Do you know what number you were?
I don't. And I'm sure it was not number 1, number 2, number 3. No, I really don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I was number 101.
Do you know?
I was 101. I just missed the list. I was so close.
Vic. Aww.
I want to read your credits. I know. I want to read your credits so people get a sense of what you've done with your life.
What have I done?
Deal or No Deal, Days of Our Lives, Young and the Restless, Passion. Now, that Passion was with a little person, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yes, I remember that. Mad TV, NBC's Las Vegas. You've been a correspondent on TV Guide Channel, E! Entertainment Wild On. Even the Kentucky Derby. How did...
That was fun.
Real, I bet that was fun. You know what I'm seeing here? A lot of free... Well, that was a free ticket, probably first class. First class treatment at the Derby.
It was.
Now, this really interests me.
Good treatment, yes.
I bet you get treated well. I'm going to treat you so well. I'm going to pamper you.
I'm hoping you will.
I am. I'm going to pamper you in here. I'm going to do your nails.
I'm scared of you right now.
And your eyebrows.
It's been a while since I've seen you, so I don't know what to expect today.
Well, I know.
Give it to me. Come on.
This is a closed-in area. I know you brought
it's
your manager here just to protect you.
Yes.
She's here really as a witness. I understand. I'm used to this kind of thing. So the magazines, very impressive. Cosmo, Glamour, Red Book, Shape. Now, these aren't magazines she subscribed to. These are magazines she's actually been in. Fitness Magazine, Forbes, Sports Illustrated, Muscle and Fitness.
Wow.
Stuff.
He really did his
Maxim,
research.
Hustler Magazine.
Hustler? Say what?
I just added that one for fun. To see
I wasn't
what
even really listening, and all of a sudden I heard that.
I know. I just threw that
I'm
in.
Like, what?
No, I want to tell you something. First of all, I'm fascinated by this. You're like a supermodel.
I wouldn't say supermodel, but you're very kind.
So would you say a not so supermodel?
I wouldn't say supermodel, but I'll take that.
Well, these magazines.
But I do model.
These magazines are the kind of magazines that supermodels
When you hear supermodel, you think, you know, Christy Turlington, Naomi Campbell, Cindy Crawford, my favorites.
Right. Well, maybe you need to own that.
I will own that from here on because Vic said I should. I'm going to start owning it. Well, I'm a supermodel.
Well, these magazines
are. At least for tonight for the next hour.
You don't think they're impressive?
They are. I mean, it's work. It's what I do for a living.
What's the biggest cover you've been on? And I don't mean by square inch. Like by actual, you know, like the cover.
I'd have to think about that. I don't know.
Let me ask you this.
Ask away.
And this is a fair question.
Yes.
And I know people listening are curious.
They're all fair questions.
They're all fair. There is no such thing as anything but a fair question. What is the most money you have made on a modeling job?
Oh, I will never reveal that. I will never, ever.
But it is a fair question.
It's a fair question. Doesn't mean I'm going to answer it.
What would a cover on Cosmo, not to say you've done that, but I mean, are we talking hundreds of thousands of dollars if one were to have that kind of work?
I'm sure I haven't done Cosmo cover, so I wouldn't know.
Okay.
But I'm sure it's a lot of money.
Now, I noticed on the list there wasn't Playboy.
No.
Why?
Because I wouldn't do Playboy.
No, do you have a problem with nudity?
I have no problem with nudity. It's just not for me. I have nephews.
Right.
I wouldn't do it.
Well, this is interesting because as research, I did do a search on you, a Google search, image search, and I did look up your name and the word nude.
What comes up?
And I found it fascinating that there are other Patricia Caras who don't have your same values when it comes to nudity.
There are no other Patricia Caras.
I swear to God.
Is there really?
I swear to God, there's another.
Are you lying to me?
I swear to God in my life, anyone listening, it is. And I want to say this to be very, to protect you. One particular provocative pose of a supposed Patricia Cara that is not you.
But Are you sure?
If it is, I'm looking at a whole new light. I want you to know I was only doing that search out of due diligence.
Of course.
What are you most proud of when it comes to your modeling? Was there one particular job that just sticks out as wow?
I have to say Deal or No Deal was wow in so many ways. It was awesome being on the show for so many years. From the nighttime show, I got to do the daytime version too, which was so cool. And it opened up a lot of other doors. I've got to meet so many great people. I still keep in touch with everybody. It's just, it's been great for friendships. It's been great for work. It's been great for everything. So I would have to say Deal.
Yeah. And it's interesting because that is a modeling job.
Yeah, it was.
I think of you guys as having been more than models.
Yeah. It's funny because some people are like, you guys never talked on that. I'm like, yeah, we did. We did talk. We weren't just always standing there. Yes, we do have personalities. But it was great in so many ways. Again, I love that job. I wish it would come back. It ended too soon, too fast.
I agree. Now, just for those listening who don't know, Patricia and I have a prior relationship where I was the writer on the show. Mm-hmm. So I auditioned to being a comedian and a host of Fit Cones. It's a fair question. Thank you.
We had great times together.
We did have fun. Yes. And they were all pure. There was nothing sordid. Right?
Right.
Right. No, actually, that is a fair question, actually. And I know you know I've asked this of some of the other ladies here who've come here. Some of the Deal or No Deal models. Yeah. Now, you're happily married. I met your husband. He's a great guy. I've gotten to know him a bit.
Awesome.
I would love to get to know you guys better. he and I kind of like two peas in a pod when you look at him and myself. Right? When you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know where this is going, so I can't stop laughing. Go ahead.
But her husband is a former NFL player. He was 2 years with the Browns. He had to end his career early due to an injury and has become a super agent in the world of the NFL. And he has quite a career. He is a giant of a man physically. She used to bring him to the show when I was on Deal or No Deal, and he would wear flip-flops. Am I correct?
Yes, he's worn flip-flops.
Right. And the guy has toes that are longer than like rulers, like 12-inch rulers. He has got the biggest toes on the planet, and he flaunts them.
He's proud of those toes.
Is that part of the attraction for you, his toes?
Yes. The first thing I looked at were his toes, yeah.
Well, I discussed this with him.
Yes,
he was a little
uncomfortable.
But I really wanted a no flip-flop policy on the show. And I really wanted to keep all boyfriends away.
Particularly
because his toes were so big, so mammoth, that they made me feel uncomfortable with my own manhood. His big toe was bigger than my manhood. Semi-excited. Yes. And I told him
the
that.
The visual.
I mean, you've never seen toes. Now, let me ask you this. And again,
I should have brought a picture of his toes for you. Damn.
He is a really nice guy, and he must have a great sense of humor because he married you. So I'm going to ask you this, and you can just say yes or no.
Okay.
Again, this is a fair question. Okay. Inside, my sense is saying don't ask it, but I'm going
to.
You're
going to ask it anyway.
Yes. Has any of his toes ever played a part in your lovemaking? That is a fair question.
I will not answer that. Why did I know you were going there?
That is a total fair question.
That is not a fair question.
It isn't? Okay. Well, I could tell you that my toes have never been involved in lovemaking with anyone but myself. I like him, and I would
warm
love
warm in here.
I would. It is getting warm in here. I would love to hang out with him. You know, I'm just curious, and be honest with me. Did we ever have a shot? Like, you look at Vic Cohen. I'm not your football player. I was in the drama club when he was scoring touchdowns. Okay, but. What did we have anything? I mean, you know, work was work. It was really shut down. I was very professional, but work's over and you're happily married. I am not a homewrecker.
Of course not.
No. But
would I have thought about it if I weren't with my man? You're a good looking guy. You're a funny guy. You're a Chicagoan.
That's true.
A fellow Chicagoan. You would have had a shot.
Oh,
you would have so had a shot.
Oh my God, that's really nice.
The fact that you're such a funny guy and good looking and from Chicago, that put together.
You know
just
what? That really touches
you over
me.
The top.
I think that
it
is really.
You?
It
Are you
does.
Touching yourself?
No, I'm touching you. No, I'm not touching you. You're a married woman and I would never do such a thing. I do have morals. Looks like I'm talking to myself right now.
That's really funny too.
I love how I'm convincing myself. No, I do have morals, Vic. You do have morals.
Yes,
no,
I believe you.
No,
yes.
And also a guy like him, you don't mess with. Not that I would mess with anyone, but well, that's nice to know. But the good thing is you have lots of friends. So if you really have this feeling about me and think, you know, like you could pass me on to one of your friends.
I'm actually in my head right now. I'm making out a list.
I'm serious. We're going to do a follow-up.
Are you single?
Are
single.
I'm starting with something.
Are you dating?
I'm kind of into something, but you never know with these things. I hope she's listening.
I was just going to say, is she listening to your show tonight?
You never know. Usually she falls asleep before we get going. It's early. You know, I mean, she would probably say the same thing. I think she's great.
What's early? How early are we into this?
I mean, we've been, you know, a couple months with a little break.
Already a break?
A little break, yeah.
What do you need a break?
Let's get back to
months?
You. Let's get back to you.
Oh, he's turning red right
no,
now.
No, because we can talk about me anytime. I really want to focus on you.
Okay,
I really
okay,
do.
Great.
It is a treat to have you, and I want to
Thank
use every
you.
Second.
You're so sweet.
It's true. Is there a casting? Is there a casting couch out there?
A casting couch?
Yeah.
Casting couch.
Is there a casting couch?
I believe there is. Yes.
And what's it made of? What does it look like? Is it leather or, I think I asked Tamika about this. She didn't have a recollection. have you ever been involved in that kind of situation?
Not necessarily in a casting situation. Definitely been approached or things have been said, but not in an actual studio or room with a couch literally there.
Right, so you've
so
been...
So that's a term, Vic? I'm not familiar with
Oh,
that.
Those of you just tuning in, that is Jeremy
He
from
wants
the
to know about the casting couch. He wants to get
Jeremy
on that couch.
Jeremy runs this place, and he's running the board tonight as well. Jeremy,
for those of us not in the business, is that's a term, the casting couch?
You've never heard of that?
No,
Everybody knows that one. Come
I don't
on,
know
where
that
have you
one.
Been? Under a rock?
Yeah.
Well, Vic is going to fill you in, though.
Tell me.
Basically, I'll tell you. You know that chair you sit on where you have those women come in every other day?
Right.
That's a casting couch. What you do to them?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you. Yeah.
Oh, that's what.
That's
right.
What it is.
Yeah. It's that thing out there in the lobby. That big.
The one I was
couch.
Sitting on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks. It was a little damp.
Yeah. That's your casting couch.
Oh, okay. Makes
Great.
Perfect sense now. Thanks.
Yes. Thank
awesome.
You very much, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy.
So you started. It says, according to your bio, you started in the entertainment business at 16.
I did.
So tell me what happened at 16.
No casting couch. None of that.
I would hope not.
No. I started out in Chicago. Started out doing, I did the perfume girl thing back in the day when I first started.
Marshall Fields?
Yes.
Really?
Very good.
State Street?
Yeah. And then also
I would have
Old
let
Orchard
you
as
I would
well.
Have let you spray
you would have
me.
Let me spritz you?
I would love for you to spray in that back then.
I was just, I know where you're going with
no,
that.
No, I'm not.
Well, you did, we are now.
Yeah, there we go. You were in Old Orchard?
Old Orchard, yeah.
These are big malls in Chicago. To anyone else, it's boring.
For the Chicagoans, you know, you love it. You want to hear
it's fascinating.
All these juicy details. So, but other than that,
do you consider that entertainment?
It was not really. Yeah. It was entertaining for a little while. But then, honestly, I got into doing print work, and Chicago is just not the best place for modeling back then when I started. They were more interested in blonde, blue eyes. I was way too ethnic looking for the modeling world. So I ended up going to Miami for a little while, and then I went to New York, and New York was the best. And that's where I started getting into hosting and acting and all the good stuff that I do here in LA now.
How long were you in New York?
3 years. Loved it. Yeah. Miss it.
Everyone says they love New York.
I love New York. I would go back if it wasn't so cold. I just can't do the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too much.
So if you look back at like something that was pivotal in your career that you just go, everything changed. Was it Deal or No Deal, or is there something in New York?
In New York, there were certain things that changed because I did go from the modeling into other forms of entertainment, the hosting and the acting. So it was definitely key to being there. That changed a lot for me before I came to LA. So it prepared me for a lot of things. So, and then the other pivotal moment, of course, is Deal or No Deal. Like I said, it opened up more doors. I got to do extra, got to do Fox Movie Channel, interviewing people on the red carpets and just all kinds of fun stuff.
Now,
I love what we do.
Yeah. Well, you did it great. And there are 26 women plus alternates.
Yeah.
You know, plus banker models. There were a lot of women on that show.
Wasn't that cool? That was pretty fun.
And yeah, it was great.
Do you talk to a lot of the people from, keep in touch with
I still work with Howie, you know, and Rich.
Didn't you work on Take It All?
Yeah.
Right?
I wrote, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Mobbed. Did you work
Yes, this is good. You need to be my
and
PR person.
Wait, Mobbed. And then the other one, the hidden camera one.
How We Do It.
How We Do It.
Yeah, that was
this
really fun.
How We Do It.
Yeah,
okay,
that
I
was fun.
I'll stop right there.
But getting back to you.
Yes.
You, you know, how do you feel when you were one of two models chosen for the syndicated version of Deal or No Deal? It must have felt pretty good.
I was really excited. I know they could have chosen anybody, out of 26, 28 women that we had. So it was really, really cool. I loved my job. I loved being part of the show. So, what's not to love about it? It was cool. It was great. We got to continue on when we moved on from the nighttime show. So it was awesome to continue a couple more seasons. And I loved it. It was fun. It was a different ball game. Like the game was a half hour versus an hour. They had contestants holding the cases instead of the girls. So it was definitely different being on set. There was a different different vibe, but nonetheless, I mean, it was great all around. We got to work with Howie, with you, and everybody else.
Well, it was a great experience for everyone, I think. And
oh gosh, yeah.
I'm just curious. A lot of the ladies and that I've talked to, you know, they were riding high off that show. There was some decent money. I'm not saying necessarily anyone became rich for life, but it was a great paying job for the moment.
Absolutely. And we shot so many shows. So with all the shows and
steady work is great, no matter what you're doing. And it went on for 4 or 5 years for you, maybe a little longer.
Yeah.
So there is a Deal or No Deal, kind of like cliff for some of these women. You know, some of them have had foreclosures. Life has been difficult. Yeah.
And I know it has been for a lot of people,
How have you been able to skirt that, so to speak?
You know what? For a little while, it was, I got to do the daytime version. So for a little while, it was okay. And then there was a little bit of it's always a roller coaster ride. That's what was so great being on the show for so many years. But I forgot what it was like to be going from audition to audition to audition. All of a sudden, I was back in the game. So the first year after syndication was a little hard. I was like, okay, now what? But I was starting to enjoy the audition process again because I hadn't done it for so long. So I was actually excited, booked a few things. So I was on a high again for a little while and then it got slow again. It's like, oh my God, now what do we do? So you always go through that. But throughout the years, I've been able to, I just know that's what it's always been since I was 16. So it didn't freak me out too much. I think I'm starting to think about it more now because I'm older and other people are starting to look at me as, now you're in that age bracket, so we can only send you on mom stuff and blah, 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 blah. So people put that on me and I don't think it's fair considering there's so many people in the business that are over 40 and working and over 50 and working strong. So that's kind of the thing I have to fight right now and deal with. But that's part of it and I'll deal with it.
Yeah. Well, you have something besides being very pretty. You have an incredible personality and a sense of humor.
Thanks.
And that's timeless.
Thank you.
It really
appreciate
is.
You saying that. I believe
it's true. So, and that's a double punch, you know, because some models or spokespeople or what you want to call them.
Right. I get it.
You know, they don't have a personality. I mean, they're both unique. They're both gifts.
There's certain people that's all they want to do is model, which is, you know, we each have our own thing. And I love the modeling side, but I love everything else that comes with it, too. I love acting, love hosting.
If you hadn't gotten into this business, what would have been number two on the list? Flight attendant.
That doesn't sound too bad, actually.
No, I think you'd be fun. You love traveling. I've seen you in craft services, which is she would serve food to
it's the...
It's
the Greek in me. I've got to serve everybody. That is in my nature. I honestly, when I was a little kid, I always said I would either be a teacher. I just love working with kids. Or I wanted to be a singer and a dancer, and I can't sing. I can dance okay. So either dancing or teaching.
One of the things that I have really found also interesting about you is you are so happy. It almost angers me.
Are we going to be okay?
Yes, but I mean, my mom's pretty happy too. Like when I think of women, I know there are only a certain number, like a handful of people who just have an incredible positive spirit about them. And I'm just, where's that coming
Thank
from?
Thank you, I
Patricia?
Think.
No, where's it coming from? It's a positive. This isn't a negative.
I love to be happy. I choose to be happy. I mean, things can always be worse. So I just don't look at that. Life is good. I mean, yeah, we have our ups and downs. But if you start focusing on the negative, it just gets worse. So I tend to focus towards the positive and just keep it going. And yeah, we're going to have our bad days, but got to smile through it.
Are you spiritual?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
And what does that look like for you?
Ooh, tough questions. God, that's hard. Spiritual for me. I like to take time to myself, go do my own thing, my own quiet time, quiet space. I go to church every so often. Greek Orthodox Church. Mm-hmm. I don't go as often as I used to. It's changed for me now going to church. It's hard because our church, I have to say, and I shouldn't say this on the radio out loud, but I think everybody's looking for their husband or wife. And and everybody starts talking. It becomes a social hour. And when I go to church, I really would like it to be just more of a spiritual thing. Of course, I love seeing all my friends and chit-chatting and the whole thing, but there's a time and a place for everything.
Do you meditate?
No, I'd like to a little bit more. I think I need that. Mm-hmm. But
you journal? Do you keep a diary?
I walk a lot. I walk every day, an hour a day, and that's kind of my quiet time to clear my head and just go through whatever I need to go through, and that's really the time I take for myself. And if I could fit in an extra hour at the end of the day, I'd do it too. Like 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour at night, just depending on my schedule.
Now, you're human, right?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
How do you deal with those days where, I mean, do you get depressed?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's funny because a lot of people don't think I would, but it's just not something I would show. But yeah, I get depressed. I get upset.
Well, how do you deal with that?
I take my quiet time alone, away from everybody. If I need to talk to somebody, I will. I definitely vent to my husband a lot. Poor guy. I don't think I've ever vented to anybody that I dated before like this, but he's a lucky one. He gets all the venting. Yeah, and I have some close friends that I can talk to, but usually I figure it out for myself, just take some time away and decompress.
Have you ever done therapy?
No, I've never done therapy.
Would you like to? I'm very good.
I would love to have you as my therapist. This could be interesting.
I think
is there a casting couch?
No,
I mean a couch?
There is a couch. No, actually that would be my second job. I would be a therapist.
Would it?
Yeah.
I could see you doing that.
I like it. I like talking to people and I think I have a lot of insights. I mean, not with being full of myself, but
I have to tell you, these are some of the questions you've asked I was not expecting at all from you.
Uh-huh.
And I usually don't get nervous with interviews. You've gotten me a little like, I'm a little nervous. I'm like, wow, I wasn't expecting this.
Really?
I wasn't expecting for you to go deep into, I didn't even know how to answer some of the stuff.
Yeah, well, that's
You're making me think a little too much here. Come on.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
No,
we want you to think a little.
Yeah.
I want to get to know you.
I know you as the funny Vic, so I'm expecting the constant... So, Vic, this is a whole new side to you.
It's a side you don't know,
You're so
but it's always
sensitive.
Been there. Yeah,
and
actually.
So deep.
This is really more who I am.
Am I turning red right now?
No.
I feel like
a little bit, but it's okay. Hot in here. So, what are, you know, because I do know the up, the peppy Patricia Kara. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what have been your challenges in life?
I mean, it's funny because when I'm not peppy, I'm just normal. Like, I'm just, you know, people think something's wrong with me. They literally, are you okay? What's wrong?
I would love to see you like that,
but
just
I'm like,
because I want to see that side of you.
I'm just chilled. There are times where I'm just chilled out.
Right.
But if I'm not bouncing off the walls the way I normally do, people think there's something seriously wrong with me because they're just, especially on Deal or No Deal.
Yes.
But if I stopped moving while we were on set, because we would work long days, and if I stopped moving, I think I would fall asleep. If I sit still for too long, I just want to go to bed. This is actually past my bedtime right now.
Well, thank you for staying up. Do you have ADD?
I've never been diagnosed with ADD.
You have ADD.
I would not
I just
be
diagnosed.
Thanks.
Yeah,
Dr.
Save the,
Vic.
Save
Dr.
the money.
Dr. Cohen.
Save the money. But
I will, thanks.
We all have things in life that we have to overcome. So what would you say have been some of the things you've had to overcome? I mean, because it hasn't been all easy. If it's easy for
no,
me to think that
all.
When I look at your credits and hear your story.
What do you want to hear? Some of the obstacles?
Yeah, are you personal? You talked to me a little bit about your dad. I don't know if that's going too much into your life.
No.
Too sensitive.
No.
I just want people to see this isn't like, you know, you just walk in.
It's funny because nobody's ever asked these questions. Nobody even knows the stuff about, I'd never talk about it. But it's, you know, it's part of life. It is what it is.
So tell us, what is it?
my parents split up before I was even born, a few months before I was born. So I grew up without a dad, but as a kid, I thought it was actually kind of cool that I didn't have a dad. I thought I was different because everybody had two parents. I only had one. I didn't know the difference of not having a dad because I never had one. So I thought it was kind of cool. I'm like, yeah, I have my mom, but I had so much love for my mom and my sisters that I didn't look at it as a big thing until people started pointing out like, oh, your parents are divorced. Oh, that's the kid, you know, with the divorce that comes from the divorced family. So I started realizing it was a weird thing, or you know, people put that on us, on me.
This is elementary school age.
Yeah, this was back in Chicago growing up, and we lived in a big Greek community, and it was very odd for anybody to be divorced. So we were just the odd family out. And I, again, thought it was the coolest thing in the world until people started looking at us and saying things and being blunt to our faces and actually kind of being rude about things, which I didn't understand why, because it wasn't a fault of ours that our dad chose to walk away. But actually, I feel very lucky again that he wasn't in our lives, because he was an abusive person towards my mother, and my sisters were older than me, so they witnessed a lot of that. So I feel bad for them because they saw it. I didn't have to deal with that. I met him later in life, and I did get to see that part of him. I just choose not to deal with it. I don't need the drama. I just walk away. So again, I feel like I was actually very lucky. I didn't have to deal with that. And when I got to know what I found out, you know, found out everything, you have a choice and you walk away and that's it.
Right. He lives in Greece. You said,
he lives
right?
in Greece. Yeah. He went back.
Your mother's from Greece?
Both my parents are from Greece. My sisters were from Greece too, born there. Came here when they were little, and then they had me in Chicago. And my one sister actually went back. She lives in Greece. She's in Athens. She loves it there. Won't come back. And then I have my other sister who still lives in Chicago. And then there's me.
Right.
Here.
So it sounds like dealing with that has got to be a challenge, or was a challenge.
It definitely was a challenge growing up. And it's, you know, especially... God, I don't even know what I was going to say, but it definitely was growing up through my teenage years. I didn't think it was. I thought I was badass. I'm invincible, blah, blah, blah. But at one point I realized, there are issues here. So I need to figure it out. And I did and worked it out.
How do you work something like that out? You never went to therapy?
No, never went to therapy, but I am very self-aware of things, and you learn from people the way they treat you and the things they say. You take it all in, or at least I took it all in, and I was just very aware of my surroundings. And I took from that, and I have two older sisters that I learned from and watched, you know, how people reacted to them and how, you know, how they dealt with things. So, and my mom was a strong, strong woman, still is a strong woman. So just watching that has taught me so much. So I won't accept that kind of bad behavior around me. That's why I'm married to the person I'm with. He's just the most amazing guy. I never thought I'd get married. I had written that off.
Because of what?
Just, I there weren't any guys that I thought were, I didn't find anybody that was matching with my thought process where we thought a lot alike, and he gets it. He's a very calm guy, drama free. He talks things out. He doesn't fight.
He has big toes.
He has big toes. That was key. And so it's, you know, we match. We make each other laugh. We have conversations, but we, you know, there's none of that drama. And that I grew up with a lot of drama, so drama free is very good. But we talk things out. We don't avoid anything. You just say what you feel, say what you mean, and we move on. We don't stay stuck in the past. That's a key thing for me that I learned over the years, is when you stay stuck in the past, it just ruins you. You need to figure your shit out and just keep moving forward. And that's, I think that was key for me. At least, it, you know, it worked for me. I would hope it would work for a lot of other people too, but that's where it worked.
So maybe the skills you learned as a child, perhaps on dealing with the loss of your father, that relationship, you apply to other parts of your life, maybe?
Probably.
And prepares you
probably,
for other disappointments.
I never really thought about that, yeah. As I say, I'm very self-aware.
Well, no, it's interesting.
But that's where I need my therapist, Cohen, Dr.
Well,
Cohen.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you're doing well on your own.
Thank you.
You know, I think some of that's innate. It's kind of in the DNA. And I think some of it is from our surroundings. And then sometimes I think there's part luck. That's just my experience.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
You know, it's a good mix.
I agree.
And it's tough in this business. I mean, you really have to, it's an emotional business because it's constantly changing. There's nothing constant, you know. So let's talk a little bit about your husband. You've been married for about 6 months?
Eight. I counted right before we went on the air. I was like, how many? 8 months.
Now, I went to your IMDb profile.
Uh-oh.
And it says that you were getting married on November 17th, 2009.
No, we got engaged then.
Okay, maybe they had some, either I read wrong or something was off. Okay, so you had this wedding and it was in Greece.
Yeah, it was. It was in Mykonos, on the island of Mykonos. It was so much fun.
Now, are you the kind of wife where you like, you run the show?
No, we're both pretty balanced. There's not one person that runs. At times, he may run it more. At times, I may run it more. It just depends on what it is.
Okay.
What's going on. But we balance each other out pretty
now,
good, I think.
His name is Noel, and Noel. I'm saying
no,
it
Noel.
It is Noel.
Noel, but I think his mom calls him Noel. I call him Noel at home.
I call him Noel.
I like
sometimes
Noel.
I call him Chippy. You know, Chippy. I have a nickname. Yeah.
Or Bigfoot.
Yeah, big. Big toes. Noel Lamontagne.
Lamontagne.
Okay, is that French?
Yes.
This is a little bit. I'm going to tell you guys just a little bit about her husband. We'll get past his feet. He played college football at the University of Virginia from 1995 to 99.
They retired his jersey.
They retired his jersey. That's something that's really, very rarely done. He was only the 18th guy in their history to have that, which is pretty good, pretty impressive. And he was drafted, as I said earlier, by the Cleveland Browns and spent 2 years with the team. And he's also, he was a top scholar. And this guy's like, got brains.
You have no idea. He's so smart.
Yeah?
So smart. He's my Google. I don't bother Googling. I just turn to him. I'm like, babe, what's the answer to this? And he just, very smart.
What's it like being married to a jock? He's a jock. Not as a bad thing. I'm just curious. What's that like?
An athlete. Pretty awesome. It's great. I don't look at him as a jock or an athlete. I mean.
I do.
I know you do. but he's awesome all around, so.
Actually, I look at him as your husband because I've never known him
really?
In that context. Yes, I do. And does he ever like snap his towel at your ass like athletes do
time.
In high school? You know, like, yeah. Or what's the
Love
other thing? Dutch ovens. Does he give you a lot of Dutch ovens? I just imagine that you like a jock athlete would.
Oh my gosh.
Is that a yes?
I'm not answering that.
That's a yes. No. And that is a fair question. You know why you're not answering? Because you're the one that gives the Dutch ovens.
If he was here, he'd be laughing his ass off right now.
That's the truth, isn't it?
No.
No?
No.
anything. Oh, the other thing I want to ask you is, you know, you have this, you're incredibly fit. Like looking at these pictures, you know what? Actually, there's something, I want to talk about that in a minute. But here's the other thing that I noticed about you. A lot of models are totally anorexic. Totally.
Brr.
You are not.
No, I'm not.
Now,
absolutely.
But that could be taken as a bad thing. Like, I'm not saying you're fat.
I've had clients say to me, "You're fat.
No.
You have a fat ass." No, I've had a client say that to me. "We didn't hire you because your ass was
stand
so
up. Show Jeremy your ass. I won't look."
Jeremy, will you attest?
Jeremy is really an expert on asses. He's seen
a
lot.
I've got a Greek butt. I got the Greek butt going. Wait, can you see it in the dress? I don't know.
I don't. Does she need to lift her dress?
This is good enough.
That
only
that's,
hubby gets to see.
That's an amazing ass. Right?
Yeah, I don't.
He's gotta say that. I'm standing right here.
No, you're beautiful. Honestly, everything.
Thank you. Very kind.
I can't imagine. Are these people blind? Do they have a seeing eye dog or a cane? How could they say that you have a big ass?
I've had people. I mean, now mind you, I have gained weight more than what I am now. I've also been thinner than I am now.
What do you weigh? It's a fair question.
I am about 110, 112 right
now.
Wow,
that's perfect. And you're 5'6"?
But I've gone up 25 pounds and I've gone down.
You've been 25 pounds heavier?
Oh, yeah.
What
oh,
happened?
Yeah.
What happened there?
It's the Greek Chicago in me. Come on, Chicago.
Too
pizza,
much,
Italian beef.
Too much fried cheese.
Food.
So have you ever had an issue with weight? Because I know that's so common among models.
I would fluctuate a lot for years, but I finally... took control of that, just changed my life. And being around somebody who was an athlete has helped me drastically. And I didn't realize I had a lot of food allergies that were making me sick. He's helped me through all that and making better choices with what I eat. So I eat so much healthier now and I feel better. Like you would not believe. It's amazing how different my life has been just from eating better and knowing, again, I go back to, we grew up in Chicago, so we ate differently.
You were never bulimic or anorexic?
No, I couldn't make myself throw up if I tried.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried. We've yeah. had a contest between friends, like, they can do it. And I'm like, there's no way I can do it. There's no way.
If you ever wondered what the deal or no deal models do during the commercial break, now you know.
And I've actually had somebody say that to me, like, "Oh, you're going to eat all your food now, and now you're going to go to the bathroom and throw it up." I'm like, no, I enjoy my food. I don't want to.
Now, if
let
I want
to go out,
those of you listening, as opposed to those of you not listening, which makes absolutely no sense.
None.
But those of you listening, look up Patricia Cara, PatriciaKara. I mean, you're like, you come across as very fit. I mean, are those pictures that you see in the images like airbrushed or?
All airbrushed. All of them. We sliced off my thighs. And
no,
my
but I'm being serious.
No, no. I'm sure there are pictures out there that are airbrushed of mine. I'm sure.
Those abs are not like just from taking an hour walk a day.
I upped my workout during knowing when you're going to shoot. You're like, I had a calendar that I did. I upped my workout, of course. So, you know, you work a little harder knowing you're going to be in a bikini.
But you must have a very fast metabolism.
No. I mean, it's gotten better now, but no. I'm telling you, I could look at food and just go poof.
Wow. Tell me about Fast Fitness, that DVD you did.
Fast Fitness. I'm so excited about this, actually. So it's our fitness DVD that I did with two of the deal girls, Alike number 20 and mm-hmm. Pilar number 14. And we did this fitness video, Fast Fitness. It's on Amazon. Get out and go buy it now. And it's really great. It's a full body workout. I'm not a certified trainer, but we had somebody who's a certified trainer, Jeanette Sloma, also from Chicago. And she put the routine together. And
it's called Fast Fitness.
Fast
you can get
fitness.
It
it's
on
awesome.
Amazon.
Full body workout, ladies.
Okay, great. We've got a phone call.
Oh, we
here.
Do?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
We have a phone call. Okay, here he goes. Let's hear it. Who is this, please?
This is Rob. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, great, Rob.
Hey,
how are
Rob.
You?
Hi, Rob.
What's your question here for Patricia?
Well, you know what? I just calling because I wanted to ask Patricia, what was the craziest thing she saw when she was doing that wild on for E? Like, how crazy people got? Like,
people did get crazy. When we were out on, not Millionaires Row, what's it called? Shoot, I can't remember.
Out in Florida?
No, this is at Kentucky Derby when I did Wild on E. There's Millionaires Row, and why can't I think right now? When you go out to the infield. So out in the infield, everybody's really, 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 really drunk. Everybody had their boobs and everything shaken and all over the place. I had some people, I actually saw people getting down and dirty. And when I say down and dirty, they were in the act, in a circle, like people just getting
so
their groove up.
So you saw full-blown sex. And Wild On, for those who don't know the show.
We did not get that on camera.
Right. What was Wild On again?
Wild on E. It was with Brooke Burke.
And you
remember,
went around.
She would go to different cities, different countries, and show the life of that city, the food, the drinks,
wildlife.
the nightclubs. So I did Kentucky Derby, and that was just so amazing. So awesome.
Hey, thank you for the call, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. Now, you talked a little bit about, touched on your childhood a little bit. I was curious.
Yeah.
I'm picturing your childhood to be homecoming queen, prom queen, class president, cheerleader. Am I pretty much on the money?
I was a cheerleader. I was captain of pom-pom.
Okay.
I went to an all-girls school.
I'm sure you did. Is this a Catholic
I still have my uniform.
Do you really? I bet it fits.
I have not tried it on. I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
But
was this a Greek Catholic school?
No, it wasn't Greek.
Orthodox.
Greek Orthodox. No.
Whatever.
It was a Catholic school. It was
about.
A Catholic school.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you know it. I'm sure you were one of the peeping Toms around there. St. Scholastica?
No.
Did you know it?
But you weren't. Oh, so what did you do for like prom?
We had prom. We brought our dates from, from other schools. I was dating somebody at the time that went elsewhere, obviously.
Your two sisters got married, had kids, lived more of the traditional life?
My oldest
One's
sister got
Athens,
married
right?
twice, divorced twice.
Okay.
She has three kids. And my other sister, who lives in Chicago, is not married. She's single. And none of us are living. None of us. I'm living more of a traditional. I mean, now that I'm married. But no, nobody really traditional in my family. We're divorced family.
Any other obstacles that have gotten you've had to deal with in life? You know, look at the bio. It's all positive. And that's great.
Who's going to put the negative in their bio?
Exactly. I know that.
No, but I'm trying to think what else there could be. But honestly, I can't think of anything.
No near-death experiences? No...
And personally knows people in my family. I'm like, my sister almost died, went through that at a young age, dealt with that. She had to learn how to walk again. It took her over a year. So that was, I'm very close to her. So I had to deal with that for a long time.
How do you stay grounded? Because you seem very real.
It goes back to my sister and my mom. My sister's really, we were very close, very tight knit, and we're all we had. So they would kick my ass if I wasn't grounded. They'd bring me back down.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, definitely.
What else are you looking at in the future? It sounds like, and I could be mistaken here, you might be looking at a crossroads to some degree because you're newly married. If you do want to have children, I would suspect that needs to happen sooner than later. Are these the kind of decisions that are being made now in your life?
We'll see what happens. Taking it day by day. I don't plan that far ahead. right now, I'm working towards one of my projects, Dish with Trish. I love hosting, so that's something I'm working on. And
tell everyone about that.
And Dish with Trish is something where it all goes back to food. I mean, I just love food, and I love being around people. People feel most comfortable around food. So I'm interviewing different people, whether it's celebrities, athletes, random people, just everybody. Talking, interviewing them about what's going on in their life, sitting at their favorite restaurant, eating their favorite dish, or in their kitchen, cooking their favorite dish. And food is just so important for me just because I've gone through, like we said, from gaining weight to losing weight to I've had all these allergies that were making me sick for years. So I love to hear what other people think. And I think more people are now being aware of what food can do to you. So it's nice to incorporate talking about your everyday life and chit-chatting with everybody while you're eating great food.
Where is this where people can see it? Or is this?
It's I have a blog, Dish with Trish blog on WordPress. And it's on my YouTube channel, The Patricia Cara, and on my Facebook fan page, Twitter.
I have an idea for you, and I always like helping creatively. It's just fun.
I love it.
If you're looking for another blog.
Okay.
And this would be really interesting, and I would totally do this if you ever need me as a guest. I would call it Pish with Trish. So you have someone pee next to you. I mean, not like on you or anything, but you could, in a men's urinal.
How did we go from food to pee?
No, in a men's urinal, you saddle up next to the guy. There'd be like 30 seconds.
Hey, dude, what's up? So.
That would be really funny, actually.
What's going down?
When your show is a mega hit.
Yes.
I'll do the
spoof.
That'll
be the next one.
On YouTube.
I like that.
And I'll wear a wig and look like you.
I really like
and
that.
And I'll be, because
you have to wear the deal look. That was with the big curly hair I used to have.
I will do that.
And the little dresses.
Now, you talked, this is a perfect segue. You know, you talked a lot about food, and I know how much you love food, and you love being Greek.
Yes.
I mean, you really do.
I really, truly love being Greek.
Yeah. And so I wanted to, for the last few minutes we have here, I wanted to kind of you to teach me a little bit about being Greek.
Oh, I thought I was going to teach you how to speak Greek.
No.
Come on.
That's a good idea. Maybe the next time you come back. So one of the things stereotypically that Greeks do is they break things. Is that really true?
I was going to say, we break plates. Yes,
is
we
that
do.
True?
We do.
Okay. So I
think we broke like one dish at my wedding.
Close to a plate.
What is that?
This is a ladle. This is what I could get at Rite Aid an hour before
Los
the show.
Angeles. Oh, I thought it was going to be like Mykonos, but it's okay. This will work.
Yeah, okay, will it?
A Greek is holding it.
Oh my
so
God, that already broke
it did.
In my bag.
It's already broken.
So we have prepared the studio for a little breaking.
Are we all breaking dishes?
Well, you can come in here,
can
Jeremy.
Can I get a hell yeah?
You've got the...
Opa! And you have to say opa.
We've got... I only have three. So... But what is it that, what is the tradition? Now, just so everyone knows.
I should know. You know how many times I've asked this question and it's been explained to me. I've read up on it and I really don't remember. I don't know why we do that.
Okay, well.
I'm a bad Greek.
Do you have to say huppa?
Opa.
Oh, opa.
Not huppa. Isn't that a
That's
Jewish thing?
That's what you
thing?
Get married under.
Huppa? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, we say opa.
Opa. And what is
O-P-A.
Opa?
O-P-A. It's like, bravo, opa, ole. Like, yeah.
Say,
yay, great.
Say, will you say something really nice to me in Greek? Like, that's really.
That is not super.
What is
Isomorphos.
That?
I said, what do you want me to say?
You're say gorgeous. Something really. Yeah, that's good.
Isomorphos. Isomorphulis. Godulis omorphulis. I said, you're cute. You're short, but you're cute.
Is that a compliment? I don't
it
know.
It is.
That was, that's the that best was you could come
backhanded.
Up with in Greek is you're short, but you're cute?
Godulis, but it just rhymed. I think that's why I just said godulis
and
omorphulis.
You don't have to rhyme. Just say something nice, please.
Isomorphulis.
What is that?
You're gorgeous. You're a cutie.
I like that. I like that. I want to be called a cutie in every language. Suddenly, it felt like a Rosetta Stone commercial, didn't it? Okay, so what we're going to do is there like some we just say huppa and we break?
Just say huppa and you huppa. Throw down and break. We're now, on carpet. It may not.
No, we've got this wall. Now, it's important that we don't hit the logo, but we've got the wall right here. Do you have a good aim?
A good aim? Can I really seriously throw it?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. But
okay. The Greek in me getting a little feisty
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so hold on. Let me move this here. I will cue. I will cue you. You can get close. You can get really close. And when I'll say one, two, three. We'll do them.
We should get a picture of this, right?
If you
we
want.
We should videotape
this. Oh, that's a great idea.
Dish with Trish.
I love that.
Literally, dish with
I love
Trish.
That idea. We should videotape
Honey,
this. I'm going to get my camera. This is.
Dish with Trish right here.
These ladles. I love these ladles, too. It's like I didn't have time to get to a 99-cent store.
This, is awesome.
This was a very expensive investment.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, so here we go. We'll say one, two, three.
Like your computer.
Go for it. Whoa!
Opa!
Very good. Did that feel good?
That felt awesome. Really? I'm gonna do it again.
Do it again. There's still one big piece. You just got the handle of the ladle. All right, go for it.
All right, here
one,
we go.
One, two, three.
Opa!
Oh, shit. Oh. Well, that was good. You really banged that up pretty good. Jeremy, you want to go for it?
Okay, let me do it.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's okay.
It's Jeremy.
Survive.
He's the guy you sue. Skid Row Studios. Look at you. Look like you're playing darts.
I don't know.
I felt like I was pitching. That was awesome.
Whoa. Nice. Okay.
Is
now
anybody next door?
Now it's my turn. Here we go.
You can. Can I get you?
Sure. I'd love you to.
I'd love you to get me. Okay. Here we go.
Is the video going? Yeah.
All right. I'm going for it.
Awesome. I missed you. Try it again.
Let me do it one more time. Whippa! Okay.
Are you sure there's nobody next door?
Yes. We are having a Greek celebration. Now, tell me. Oh, you hurt yourself.
It's okay. I'll survive.
Oh.
It's
the pain of being Greek. It hurts. It hurts sometimes. So now, Patricia, the other thing that Greeks are famous for is what? Flaming cheese.
Yes, saganaki.
Guess what I have?
No, you don't.
Yeah, guess what I have? I'm going to pull it out right now. And I'm very excited about this. I know this is great stuff to do on the radio where no one can see. But basically, we've made a complete mess of this studio. There's broken ceramic everywhere. These are the kind of, they were ladles, like
souvenir. It said Los Angeles. They deserve to be shattered. They're completely horrible looking.
Quick question.
Yes.
Do you have a tissue?
Are you really bleeding bad? Are you?
No, I just want to stop it, though.
Oh, my God. It's like...
it's okay.
I didn't realize how bad it was.
No, it's not bad.
Is it
I
like...
I just need to put something on top of it to stop the bleeding.
You know what's amazing about Patricia Cara? She's gorgeous even when she bleeds. I look at that blood dripping out of her finger, and I just go...
Is this turning you on?
That is so hot.
Oh, my God.
Sure, not every woman could pull that off.
Oh, babe.
You've got a lucky man.
Look at the blood.
He is a lucky man. Okay, we are tending. Jeremy is tending to her needs.
Oh, thank you.
Do we have a first aid kit?
I'm good. As long as I press on it, we're good.
Okay, good.
I'll survive.
So the next thing we have here in our...
That doesn't look like Saganaki, but I like your interpretation.
is, can you get the fire extinguisher just for safety purposes? Yeah. We don't want to burn the building up. But it's...
Should I be ready to run for the door?
The best I could do is Cheese Whiz at the Rite Aid down the street.
You are hilarious.
And that is what we're going to light.
Thank you for welcoming me the Greek way.
I wanted to have a Greek. Who better to celebrate the Greek way? So we're going to light up some cheese.
We're seriously going to light up the cheese.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody run for your life.
And we have a fire extinguisher.
I need a picture of that.
Okay.
This is good stuff for Dish with Trish.
The Cheese Whiz is... Now, that was not the Cheese Whiz. That was actually Patricia. And I will say, excuse her. You know, have you ever heard a supermodel fart? That's nice. Very classy.
Yeah, that was all me, guys.
It was. And even that was pretty. Somehow managed to make that beautiful. Okay, so we've got the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some bagel chips. Not very traditional.
I don't know... You know, Saganaki is made up of like four cheeses.
Well, this is one. We're on a budget.
And no bagel chips.
No bagel chips.
But
I
love the impromptu putting it together. I think that's
awesome.
Thank you.
I really tried.
Vic, I really appreciate this. You're so cute.
I'm trying to make this special.
Foodies.
I'm trying. You really are Greek. And I want to celebrate the Greek way. If I did it with Jeremy, it wouldn't be the same. Jeremy, do you have any matches? I did have a lighter. I don't smoke, but I bought a lighter for this the festivities.
Any matches?
You know what? My leather jacket. Can you grab my leather jacket? Thank you. Sorry to have you run out.
Is that
there.
The countdown?
Yeah.
The time we have left?
It is.
No, it can't be over.
It seems crazy. Like, where did the time go?
Now that I'm feeling, more relaxed, I'm not as scared anymore of Vic.
Yeah.
By the way, I love your shirt, Billy Goat.
Thank you.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a popular, famous place from Chicago. Being that we are both from Chicago, I wore it for Patricia.
You're so sweet.
And as I told you earlier.
You're very thoughtful. I didn't know this side of you.
Yeah, I am.
I'm seeing you in a whole new light,
babe. It's true.
We're bonding.
Yeah, it's nice.
It is nice.
Well, the problem when you work with someone is, and it's always on high energy, run, is that you don't get an opportunity to actually, as they say, get real.
So, we're getting real here, all right.
All right, so this is actually serious. Anyone listening, if you're a kid, this is an important warning. I'm going to have to warn you. If you have Cheese Whiz, never light it on fire unless you have an adult in the room. I just don't want to be responsible. Now, you're going to light it, and then what
I'm
do we say? Is there something you say?
Oppa.
Is this a big deal? I should look on the... Really? Everything's oppa?
Everything's oppa.
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 It doesn't say anything about being flammable. Okay, well, let's do this.
Are we sure we should do this? Light away. I want to see what's going to happen. Let me step back.
Should I pull the pan in case? Okay.
Yeah.
Just have it ready just in case.
Because there's a lot of electrical stuff around there.
This is all for you.
I wish you guys could all see what he's doing right now. He's lighting the cheese with a lighter.
Ow.
Yeah,
ow.
I knew that was going to
just set my finger on fire.
You know what you might want to do is pull the plate.
All right.
Kind of sideways.
We're running out of time. We got to get this going.
The cheese is burning. Actually, his fingers are burning.
Smell the cheese? It is burning.
Your finger's going
to... I had matches, too.
Maybe you could do it sideways?
Okay. You're the... Okay, wait. We got it. No. Wow, this cheese is not flammable.
Let me see.
Hmm.
It's very little that is.
I did catch some of it on fire. It's good. Well, listen, we are all out of time. We're going to figure this out later.
It's a little mushy.
I want to thank you again so much for being here. I'd love to have you again soon. And you're so much fun.
Thanks so much for opening up. Thank you.
And again, it's Patricia Carey. You can find her at patriciacarey.com and on Facebook. And this is Vic Cohen at It's a Fair Question. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay. Tune in to Oral Stimulation. Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific. SkidRowStudios.com.
We're having some fun in the bedroom all day and all of the night.
Welcome to Bad Advice, where the advice is free and worth every penny. My wife and I attempted to have a frank discussion about sex with our teenage daughter. She said she and all her friends only had oral sex. She's only 16.
I actually saw an article. Teenagers, this is true. Teenagers are having less oral sex,
but less
oral than they used to, but still at a high number, which to me is just proof that the kids today are getting lazier, but still eat too much.
I am incapable of building anything I buy from IKEA. I read the instructions and it just doesn't seem to help. Am I retarded or do other people have these problems?
No, you're Jewish.
My people, we build things all the time.
What is your people? What are you?
Yeah, what
Mexican,
is...
Hispanic.
I was like, gay people don't build things. I've been told by my parents that I was a surprise. Did they say the word unpleasant?
I've tasted breast milk before.
Oh, really? Tell me more about that.
It was delicious.
Yes, I have tasted my sperm. Everyone tastes their own sperm.
And what does it taste like to you?
You know what? I wasn't that fond of it.
Are you sure though, honey?
Let me ask you something, and you can be honest with us. If we were making out, okay, wouldn't you rather have me hold your head firmly and pull, just not hard, too hard, but a little bit? Wouldn't you prefer that than just a soft little kiss? Yes.
It depends, though.
It depends. Can it be anyone but you doing it? It's an interesting place to draw the line.
I like that you're choosing women based on the men they're dating.
Well, it's going to affect the taste.
Oh.
She says, other women wonder how to have an orgasm. I wonder how to stop mine.
Oh.
I hate to brag, but I dated a woman, and honestly, I gave this woman like 30-plus orgasms.
I hate to brag, but I'm the best.
Yeah, I hate to brag, but I'm going to make up a horseshit story.
Seriously.
It's not a story.
I have advice for her. Oh, right. I think she should just start dating Vic, and then those will dry up.
I'm sorry. I love you, Vic.
She called you medicine.
Bad advice. Come get some.
I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question.